notice how the best advice usually comes from someone who actually does this stuff for a living? That's the idea behind Pet Talk, also known as the Pensacola Expert Panel, weekdays at 9.
Good morning, this is Pet Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg.
Meg sits down with local business owners and professionals to talk real solutions, real experience, and real life questions. Pet Talk with Meg, weekdays 9 to 11 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace. And that would wipe the smile right from my face.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome, as I call to order, the August 3rd special meeting of the Escambia County School Board.
Last year, this meeting kind of caught me by surprise when you raised our millage, and the reason that you gave was declining enrollment, so therefore you're getting less money from the state, so therefore us property tax owners were supposed to make up the difference. So I decided at that point I'd be watching for this meeting, so I'd be here this year to let you know of my opinion.
One citizen, Doug Freeman, shows up at the Escambia County School District meeting, or the Escambia County Public Schools meeting. I still haven't adjusted in my head the acronym change from the rebrand. Rebrands. Anyway, Doug Freeman last year got his taxes raised by the school board when they raised the capital projects millage. From 1 to 1.5 mils, if I remember correctly, and, you know, which is the limit, I believe. Anyway, raised it last year, and he's like, well, I'm going to attend that meeting next year and have my input because you raised my taxes, and I'm here, and I didn't like it. And, you know, you have fewer students, and yet you raised my taxes. What gives? Which is a very reasonable premise to take, right? They're always complaining about how they're losing money from the state because of the vouchers. Well, if you have fewer clients, you don't need to have as big of a budget. So not only are you getting more because my property value went up, so my taxes go up from that, but you actually raised the millage, compounding the increase in the property value. So we lost customers and raised expenses. What the hell? And so I'll show up at this meeting. And so he shows up, and he's very kind, very understated.
Last year's property tax levy was $192,800 to $224. This year, an additional $7,115,530. And that's, according to my calculated, 3.7% increase. And I just know the assumption that as taxpayers that we're also getting a raise of 3.7%. is not a good assumption. And so I just wanted to let you know that you have my permission to say no to some spending and to try to get that back closer to what last year's was. Thank you.
I love this man. First of all, A+ citizen points, right? There was a tax increase last year. He decides to show up at the meeting this year and have his say. He looks around the room and he's like, where's everybody else? Well, am I the only one here? Okay, here we go. You are increasing your amount of revenue from people like me in property taxes by my calculations, 3.5%-ish. But my income didn't go up 3.5%. What makes you think that you can just raise my payment by 3.5%? You know, what he's getting at, I think, is the school board is looking at their bills and saying, our bills have gone up to justify this 3.5%, which, depending on how you count it, is or isn't a raise of the taxes. But it is, we're paying more in taxes, right? In dollars, okay? Not percentage, but dollars. Or not millage, but dollars, because a mill is 0.1%. Don't get me distracted. Anyway, and they say, well, okay, so we have to spend more, so we have to revenue more. As opposed to the rollback rate, which would mean spending the same amount we spent last year. We're not going to do the rollback rate. We're going to, you know, We're going to spend more. How are we going to spend more? Well, we're going to make more. How are we going to make more? At gunpoint. I mean, you know, property taxes are a gunpoint. Like, eventually, if you don't want to give them the property taxes, then you'll give them your house. And if you don't want to give them their house, then they'll bring a gun to the discussion. Multiple guns to the discussion. Eventually, they'll take your house, right? I mean, that's always government action, is at gunpoint, implied. And so he says, look, I don't know why you think that if your expenses go up, you can just bill more when I don't have the ability to just bill more. You're just making me pay more. So it's a bad assumption. And so it is okay if you want to go ahead and say no to more taxes, which is a very understated way of saying do better. We'll come back to this in a second. PJ has traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 are both looking good right now. Still working that vehicle crash with a roadblock, Godwin Lane at Mobile Highway in Pensacola. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
All right, we're going to do numbers on the radio because it's budgets and taxes and math. I mean, it's money. So there's going to be math involved. This is Terry St. Cyr. He's the assistant superintendent for finance and business, talking about the millage rates, the local, the state, and the total.
So what you've got is line 14. You've got current year state law rollback rate, 3.0322. Local board rollback rate, 2.1911. Those two together, 5.223, that's your rollback rate. That's the total rollback rate.
So if we did the rate to produce the same amount of tax collection this year as last year with an increased tax base, it would be 5.223 mills. And remember, a mill is just if you take the value of your home, the property, the taxable value of your home, and you chop off the thousands, and then multiply that by the mills. So a $200,000 home, 5 mills, chop off the 1,000, it's 200 times 5, it's $1,000. Okay, that's the simple way. So 5.223 mills. So on a $200,000 home, it's, you know, a little more than $1,000. So that's what he's saying is the rollback rate. The idea that if we kept your bill the same, then it would be at that rate. And it's really not your bill only. It's the collective bill of everybody. But these are details that, you know, can kind of get us lost in the weeds.
You combine the local portion against what the state required is 3.223. You see on line 17, 1.5 mills. A, B, discretionary operating, 0.748 mills. That's standard, that's what was levied last year.
Don't get lost yet.
The only change is the required local effort, which decreased, but applied to the tax roll, 3.42% increase in the tax roll. That's the reason for the notice of tax increase. Flat, if the tax roll was flat, there would be no notice of tax increase.
Okay, so a little bit lower being required, but against a larger tax base means more dollars coming in, and therefore it's a tax increase by the state definition. Carissa Bergosh.
And also, if we do a rollback, what's going to happen to our reserves?
The savings account.
If the rollback rate for capital outlay would be 1.369 mills, 1.369.
Mm-hmm.
That would be about a $4.6 million decrease in capital outlay.
So if we did the capital outlay rollback at the rate that it should be for the property values, it'd be instead of 1.5, it'd be 1.369. And that would lose us about $4.5 million, or we would generate less revenue, or people would have to pay about $4.5 million less.
For our current year, for 2026, the expenditures for capital outlay, millage capital outlay, were in the neighborhood of $50 million.
That's from the 1.5.
The revenue generated was about $52 million. It's a continuous depletion of reserves there.
Now, I don't get that part, I'll be honest, and I pay attention. You revenued more than you spent, but we're depleting our reserves. Say, what now? If you made 52 and you spent 50, you should be ahead in reserves, not depleting the reserves. I understand $2 million might not seem like much, but it is an increase because you've spent less than you revenued last year with that tax increase that they passed last year.
And the fund balance on the capital millage is just slightly higher than we ended the last year with, just slightly higher. But there's no room there on the reserves.
That concerns me.
Yes, ma'am.
There's no room on reserves.
Well, again, it's kind of saying both things here, but he acknowledged that the reserve on the capital is higher. But he just doesn't think there's much wiggle room. That's the $2 million. $2 million doesn't amount to much when you're talking about a, what, $800 million budget or whatever for the school district. Paul Fetzko.
I believe that if we had not done the large jump that we did last year, that we would be in the red and we would be in terrible financial shape. I agree with Mr. Adams that I do not like to increase the village. And I don't want to compare us to our neighbors, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, continually keep theirs at 1.5. It has never changed. It's always there. I know that last year it was a big jump and it was a big hit on people locally.
Yeah, it was a half a mil. So it was $50 per 100,000 of your house. So if you were, you know, if you were have a $300,000 house, it was $150, which, you know, may not seem like a lot divided over a year, but when you get it in one bill, you're like, oh, plus the increase because of, you know, the increased value of your home of 3% if you're at the max. Okay, if your home value went up. So, and I love how he says, you know, Paul Fetzko, well, you know, I don't want to compare us to other counties, but here's my comparison to the other counties. I don't want to vote for a tax increase, but I'm voting for a tax increase. Like, you know, I don't care what you want. I care what you do or what you say. And in both cases, well, I don't want to say this, but I'm saying it. And I don't want to do this, but I'm doing it. Okay, Paul, that's a bit of a, you know, you cannot have it both ways. Just, you know, if you want to brag about how in the past we've had it lower than Santa Rosa or Okaloosa, say that. And that's true. That is true in the past, but it's not true anymore. And you put that, you know, burden on the taxpayers last year.
This year's change would be for on a $200,000 home, about $30. On a $400,000 home, it would be $60 per year, not a month, but per year.
And that's right. And the number he's talking about there is the difference between the millage, the proposed millage rate, and the rollback rate that is available to generate the same revenue at the lower millage, lower, it's a tenth of a percent anyway. And he's right. If they did what was being proposed as the rollback, it would save the average homeowner for $200,000 home about $30 and for the average homeowner for $400,000 about $60. So it's not a big amount of money per home. But it is more you're paying. And keep in mind, the thing we always say about property taxes is what? It's an unrealized gain. If your value of your home goes up and you have to pay more taxes, did you make more money because your home got more valuable? No. That's not how it works, which was the point that the person from the public was saying earlier, Doug Freeman. You know, you're asking us to pay more, demanding that we pay more, because, again, when there's a gun involved, there's not an ask. You know, you can say it real polite, but when you bring a gun to the conversation, that's a demand. And, you know, you're demanding that we pay more, but it's not like our homes are worth more or we're getting more revenue because our homes are worth more. The bill went up. So there was more to this conversation. I'm going to leave it there for the moment because this started to get very interesting in the second half yesterday. And we'll cover that at the 7 o'clock hour. 6:22 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. But yes, they are going to vote. Ultimately, they're going to vote for it is a very, 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 very small rollback. Like the tiniest of rollbacks. Like you're going to save, I think the number, I did the math in the end, is you're going to save 50 cents per $100,000 of value of your home. So if you have a $400,000 home, the rollback they voted for first meeting. Okay, there's a second meeting, but this is the maximum that they can set. It'd be $2. So, you know, when you hear we cut taxes, well, by the state's definition, they increased, but they did vote for a lower than what they could have. And yeah, it's so, you know, if you're sitting in luxury with a $400,000 home, you know, you can spend that $2 any way you want. The tax bill comes, but I'll come back to that again in the at 7 o'clock. 6:23 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you need to work on a project around your home, you need to rebuild something, build something, you're doing an expansion, a remodel, a repair, or you're looking for good gifts because, you know, Pensacola Hardware has lots of great gifts for you, for other people, grills and cookware and gumbo pots and, you know, all kinds of cast iron skillets and Yeti merch and SEC things, just all kinds of stuff. Okay, but the hardware side, like, they're your people. You know, they're there with the supplies, great prices, good quality products, great advice if you need it. They have been doing this for 175 years, and they know. They've been helping people in this you know, in this area, build things for almost two centuries. That is crazy. Since before there was Levi's, there was Pensacola Hardware, the oldest business in the state of Florida. Go by, check them out, ask what they can do for you today. Helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Hi, this is Mike Kohler, your District 2 Commissioner seeking re-election. As a retired Navy captain with 33 years of naval service, I'll continue fighting to preserve our communities, manage taxpayer dollars responsibly, and oppose wasteful spending. As your commissioner, you can continue to count on me to be a strong advocate for public safety. I respectfully request your vote. Please vote Mike Kohler on August 18th.
Paid for and approved political ad by Mike Kohler for County Commissioner, Republican District 2.
Join Kenny Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for car care this morning at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss car care today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft.
Oh, no.
That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Save up to 30% with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
4 years ago, Kerry Smith made three promises: roads before development, fair impact fees, and rewriting our land development code. He's kept every single one. Kerry steered $60 million in roadway capacity projects, breaking ground this summer. Kerry alone championed impact fees so new growth pays its fair share. Rewrote the land development code twice to protect our neighborhoods from flooding. Kerry continues to work with FDOT to four-lane Highway 90 through downtown Milton. Promises made, promises kept. Political advertisement paid for and approved by Kerry Smith, Republican for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 2.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
So, what did I miss today?
Good question.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Chris Bryan.
Austin Price.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Well, there you have it.
I am Groot.
Don't say you love me.
Good morning, PJ. It's traffic on the fives. Go ahead, PJ.
I-10 and 110 both continue to look good. Still working that vehicle crash with the roadblock, Godwin Lane at Mobile Highway in Pensacola. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
No Piper Cherokee Warriors landing on I-10 this morning, as far as you know.
Not that I see.
All right, cool. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, the out-of-control Spokane, Washington wildfires have now forced about 60,000 people out of their homes and destroyed about 700 buildings. So far, no deaths have been reported. Those fires, though, are moving fast now into residential neighborhoods.
So the wildfires are less dangerous than the lettuce?
So far, yes.
Okay, weird. All right, go on.
The White House will bring together some of the biggest names in artificial intelligence today. They'll be discussing a new cybersecurity review framework for advanced AI models. The framework would allow the government to evaluate powerful AI systems before they are widely released to the public. And the 2027 Met Gala theme has been announced. I'm sure you've been anxiously
awaiting
this.
So long.
So the theme for fashion's biggest night is John Galliano Horizons, whatever that
I
means.
I don't even know what that means.
So there you go. I don't know.
It's so obscure to me that I can't even. You could have said it in German and it would have meant as much to me. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, two notes here. One note is, I don't have time to do all of this. PJ made me think of something very interesting. We were talking about Iran and how Trump yet again is warning that this is the absolute last time for the 100th time. And, you know, and he's like, unless we start massing 200,000 troops on the board, I'm like, well, obviously they're not going to do that. The only thing that would work would be maybe if your other local Muslim countries mass troops. And that, I'm like, so a coalition of Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Kuwait, you know, possibly Turkey, I don't know, you know, Pakistan, I don't know, you know, who could be involved? Like, you know, Iraq, I mean, they've done a war before, but, you know, what would it really take militarily? Well, we're not going to do it. But what if the other Middle Eastern countries decided that it was worth their effort to not have a nuclear threat hanging over their heads or the use of missiles and drones against them that are non-nuclear, and they decided to invade Iran with a war of liberation to get rid of the mullahs or the Ayatollah? I don't know. That would be interesting. I'd never thought of it before. I thought that would, you know, I mean, you have the most to gain. You're in a position where they're weakened militarily. I mean, we've been bombing the tar out of them for a while now. Best chance ever. It's not going to be easier at any time in the future than it is right now. I'll just leave it there as a coalition of the willing. I mean, the United Nations Security Council is never going to vote for it. Russia, China would veto. They sit there, right? That's a problematic body. But could you have an international coalition of primarily Middle Eastern countries that decided to solve the Iran problem for the Iranian people?
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. It is primary day in 5 states, but all eyes are on Michigan's Senate primary, where it's a battle of the blue.
The highly washed race between Abdul El-Sayed and Representative Haley Stevens pits an establishment Democrat against a progressive challenger. Sayed wants Medicare for all. He's also been more outspoken on Gaza. Stevens, however, is the more moderate of the two.
That's Fox's Alex Hogan. President Trump telling Iran it's their last chance to make a deal before the U.S. carries out a far more punishing military operation. Meantime,
a cargo ship off the coast of Oman was hit with an unknown projectile, according to maritime tracking groups. The incident comes as the U.S. naval blockade remains in effect. President Trump posted to Truth Social on Monday, saying, in part, nothing gets through to Iran unless we want it to.
That's Fox's Trey Yingst. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It is 6:31 at News Radio 92.3, 76 degrees. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies, looking like a beautiful morning, and we will check our forecast with Brooke Richardson and Channel 3. That's up here in just a couple of minutes. Well, yesterday morning, a flight training exercise turned into a highway emergency when a Piper airplane from the Pensacola Air Flight School went down on I-10. That plane took off from Pensacola International Airport at about 8 o'clock in the morning, eventually losing radar contact near Olive Road and Johnson Avenue.
We're going to keep it high for now, but we do now have burning oil smell in the cockpit.
And the plane then touched down safely on I-10 near mile marker 14, flying very close underneath one of those overhead signs on the interstate there. Truck driver Eric Jordan caught that landing on dash cam.
I just couldn't believe it was happening, you know, and it seemed like the pilot really stayed on course and didn't panic, you know, and got the plane leveled. And I take my hats off to him. He was good.
And Jordan did talk to Channel 3 and shared the video with them. He said he slowed down just in time after spotting the plane's shadow over his truck. It did cause some traffic backups briefly. Traffic had reopened fully by early afternoon. The FAA is now investigating that incident. Well, fire crews responded to another fire yesterday at the EMR Southern Recycling Facility on Bayou Chico. Pensacola Fire says this latest fire mostly involved aluminum, and it is now under control, although some work at that facility continues. Officials say this was a different part of the scrapyard than the earlier fire this year. This marks the 6th incident at that Murek Street facility in the past 2 years. Northwest Florida Congressman Jimmy Patronis says the pushback against data center development in Northwest Florida and across the nation isn't happening in a vacuum. He says foreign actors, including China, have a direct interest in slowing American infrastructure development. Petronas says it's a playbook that he has seen before.
San Francisco's economic development arm started polluting the internet about what? Not about all the terrible things about San Francisco's high taxes, the homelessness, all that stuff that takes place. They were polluting the internet with Miami is subject to sea level rise. Okay. So they started just dumping all this garbage on the internet. So when these site selectors were looking for, let's find a good place to go take our company, whenever they would look at Miami, because Miami had some heat to it, it was exciting, it would say, oh, you can't go to Miami because it's susceptible to sea level rise.
And Petronas says that same tactic is used by foreign actors, competitive actors, even capitalists, and says the same dynamic is now playing out with data centers, with opposition campaigns that actually serve Chinese interests, whether or not the participants actually realize it. Now, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce reaffirming its support for keeping Escambia County School Superintendent an appointed position rather than an elected one. The chamber first backed its stance in 2018. The question returns to voters on the August 18th primary ballot. The chamber represents more than 1,000 local businesses. It's 6:35 at News Radio. PJ has our traffic on the fives.
Travis brought to you by Discover. With the Discover Cashback Card, earn 5% cash back at different categories each quarter and up to $1,500 in purchases. It pays to Discover. See discover.com/5 for details. I-10 and 110 both continue to look good. Highway 90 is clear from Milton into Pace. Still working that vehicle crash with the roadblock, Godwin Lane at Mobile Highway in Pensacola. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be looking at another beautiful day today with temperatures warming up into the low 90s for your highs. Just a small chance of an afternoon pop-up, otherwise mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the 70s. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, 20% chance of a pop-up shower, otherwise mostly sunny, high near 90 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 77. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
76 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Our next news in 30 minutes. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. New polling suggests that despite artificial intelligence companies propelling massive stock market gains, American workers aren't looking to the new technology as their economic savior. A Groundwork Collaborative report says that 51% of workers believe widespread use of AI will mostly or solely benefit business owners or executives. Britain's BP has reported net profit of $5.7 billion for the second quarter, comfortably beating analysts' expectations. The result comes shortly after President Trump lashed out at Big Oil for making too much money off of higher fuel prices amid the Iran war. Treasury yields moved higher as investors mulled the ongoing uncertainty around the state of negotiations in the Middle East. The yield on the 10-year U.S. Treasury note rose 2 basis points to 4.708%. Futures are up this morning as Palantir leads tech shares higher. Dow futures up by more than 300 points. NASDAQ futures up by more than 200 points. That's Your Money Now.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
That'll be $84.52.
Perfect. Grab the bags, honey.
Mom, why do you always check your phone before we pay?
I'm just claiming my cash back on the Upside app. Since we're getting the groceries here and we filled up the car on the way, I've already earned enough this morning to pay for that pizza night we're having Friday.
Wait, so the app pays for pizza?
Not exactly, but the cash I earn on stuff we need helps us pay for the stuff we want. It's just a little win for our family every week.
Get more out of your everyday. Upside is the free app that gets you cash back on routine purchases like gas, groceries, and dining out at more than 100,000 locations nationwide. No points, no rebates, just cash back straight to your wallet. Download the free Upside app and use promo code ACT5 to get a $5 bonus on your first purchase. That's promo code ACT5 to get a $5 bonus. Remember, use promo code ACT5.
Offers vary by user and location at participating merchants. Go to upside.com for terms and conditions.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is D.C. Reeves. Together, we are moving Pensacola in the right direction. My priorities are building a healthy economy with good careers and keeping our community safe. I will always support our small businesses and back the blue. Let's keep working as a team to move Pensacola forward. I'm D.C. Reeves, and I'd be honored to have your vote on August 18th.
D.C. Reeves is endorsed by Sheriff Chip Simmons and the Fraternal Order of Police. Paid for by D.C. Reeves for mayor.
You don't have to keep jumping around the dial all day.
Start your morning with Pensacola Morning News, weekdays 5 to 9. Stick around for Pep Talk with Meg from 9 to 11. Then it's MVR from 11 till 2, Sue Jewett from 2 to 4, and Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin from 4 to 7. One station, one day, everything you need to know. News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
But we do now have burning oil smell in the cockpit. I don't know if we're going to make the airport. No, we are not making the airport. We're going down on I-10. Just to let you know, we are lined up with I-10 trying to avoid the cars.
Number 62, you're safe? Number 62, I'm glad to hear that. We're sending everybody your way.
Man, talk about a story. Yesterday, we have a plane, a Piper Cherokee Warrior, lands on I-10 in the middle of the day, actually early, like 10 a.m., and not just that the story itself, thank God the trainer and the trainee pilot on board were all okay. That's good news. If you've seen the video is crazy. And there's a video because a guy had his dash cam running. My friends are always telling me, Andrew, you ought to have just a dash cam kind of going all the time for safety's sake. But it's a pain, you know. But, you know, I appreciate that people have this. Because what you saw in that video, and if you haven't seen it, basically you got this truck and you see the video of the road on I-10, and you see this plane come overhead, just like, you know, like not number 3 Blue Angel coming overhead, but, you know, a low pass. And then it kind of goes under one of those metal toll gantries, sign gantries kind of things that does not look like it was designed to have a plane fly under it. Like, that plane occupies, gosh, I don't know, estimating a third of the width of that with its wings and about half the height of it, you know, which is not a very large margin for the plane to go under there. But look, when the engine stops, the engine stops. And, you know, a lot of aviation is learning how to handle a problem when a problem happens and maintaining your cool and calling in and saying, hey, I'm trying to get to the airport, but don't think I'm going to get there. I got to imagine that whoever the woman was who was piloting, I don't know, we know the name of the pilot, maybe we do, I just haven't seen it yet. But that she didn't know that gantry was coming, and she's like, I just got to put this plane down and I don't have a lot of control, you know, just got to get it safely down. So she does. And, you know, once everybody's okay, then you can make jokes. Like, great, now I got to use my sunroof to check the blind spots, you know, because maybe it's not that funny. I know Eric Winstrom made a joke about the photo with Chip Simmons in front of the plane. Is obviously PPD called him to find a speeder on I-110. He got right out there on his plane to do it. Okay, I mean, you know, I wondered if you're going 100 miles an hour on the interstate, but it turns out you're driving an airplane, are you still getting a super speeder ticket? And then all my aviation people on Facebook page are like, you know, Andrew, that's probably not going anywhere close to 100 miles an hour. Okay, fine. So the next question that you might ask is, well, did it make national news? It did. CBS, national news, the CBS evening report with Tom Llamas. Llamas, I never know how to say his name.
Fire officials in Pensacola, Florida were bracing for disaster today when the crew of a small plane called in a mid-flight emergency. Here's how it played out.
He's about a minute out for runway 17. He's not sure if he's going to make it. He might be landing on I-10.
A truck driver caught it all on video. The pilot with a flight student on board swooped under a roadside structure and safely landed on Interstate 10. Traffic was stopped until the plane was moved from the highway.
NBC, by the way. I think I said CBS. So there you go. Did not make CBS national news. And it did make ABC. David Muir covered it last night. But now, I have to apologize. Every once in a while, we have computer issues, right? So every once in a while, things don't work. I had the recording of it. It didn't record properly, so I'm just going to have to kind of go roughly from memory and tell you, kind of like I'm going to play David Muir a little bit.
Okay, doing his voice.
What? Yeah, okay. So this is how David Muir reported it last night. This morning in Pensacola, a small aircraft collided with numerous cars on Interstate 10, killing 20 or 30 people in a fiery ball of terror that shut down the interstate probably for the next 3 months. We will get to the bottom of this eventually, but be praying for the people of Pensacola. We have heard that it may have had hazardous materials on board. No confirmation yet of whether this was a chemical, biological, or nuclear weapon. I'm David Muir. No, David Muir didn't actually cover it last night. But if he had,
that's what it would have sounded like.
It would have sounded pretty much like that. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash with a roadblock Godwin Lane at Mobile Highway in Pensacola. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, somebody says ABC with David Muir had it. I didn't see it last night. I deliberately watched. I did not watch them all in real time. I don't have an hour and a half to watch this nonsense. But I did watch all three newscasts, the nightly newscasts on Fast Forward just to see. And I did not see ABC. So if you say they had it, then my bad. So somebody texted me, who is a person who is generally very reliable, said 437-1620. Okay. I have heard this plane called like 14 different things. I literally do not care anymore. It's not a Piper Cub. I've heard it called a Warrior, a Cherokee Warrior. I've got people, it's not a Cherokee Warrior. That's like saying a Honda Accord Civic. Okay, I literally could not care less at this point. I want to get it right, but I have read and heard and been told so many different versions of this that I literally do not care anymore. It's not germane to the story. It's a one-engine Piper blank. I'm Andrew McKay.
Making a few small changes to how you use energy in your home can make a big difference. Like setting your AC, every degree you raise it can save you up to 5% on cooling costs. With the FPL Energy Manager, you can easily monitor how much energy you're using, see which appliances use the most, and how it affects your bill. Keep more money in your pocket by making your home more energy efficient. Learn more at fpl.com/ways to save.
A lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida this Thursday at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 8th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 14th in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark. You'll hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who've benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Gulfwinds Credit Union is matching donations up to $20,000. This year, help us raise funds for the Pediatric Sedation Suite.
Thank you.
Special thank you to our champion sponsors, including Florida Power and Light, and our hope sponsors, Stifel, Navy Federal Credit Union, Walmart, and Sam's Club. You can get more at catcountrycares.com. or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Hello, I'm Colonel Eric W. Shorter, and I'm running for mayor. I'm a true son of Pensacola and a product of multiple generations of public servants. My goals are simple. Vertical economic initiatives, jobs, 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 affordability and housing, neighborhood revitalization, and education reformation. Citywide opportunity is possible, and I'm not guessing. Vote for the positive choice, Colonel Eric W. Shorter, for mayor of Pensacola.
Paid and approved by Colonel Eric Shorter, candidate for mayor of Pensacola.
This isn't shouting,
it's conversation.
Hugh Hewitt, weekdays at 2. On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
You're supposed to be my lab partner.
I am.
No, you're not. You're disloyal. Ow.
There's a lot of people doing the sprinkler or the can opener in their cars right now. So if you see people driving next to you on Three Mile Bridge or the Causeway or, 9 Mile, and they're like one hand's up in the air and the other hand is behind their ear and they're kind of waggling their elbow and you're like, what's going on? They're listening to me too. And you should be doing what they're doing. 650 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Somebody texted me and said, oh, by the way, people apparently very much enjoyed my David Muir impression. And one person said, I bet David Muir is listening, and I bet he wrote all that down for future use. That's funny. Somebody said, Andrew, you forgot Cessna. No, you're right, I did. It's a Piper Cub Cessna Cherokee Warrior. Aero Boeing. Plane is what it was. Oh, man, that's great. All right, let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. The White House is bringing together some of the biggest names in AI today to discuss cybersecurity review framework for advanced AI models. The framework will allow the government to evaluate powerful AI systems before they are widely publicly released. Voters head to the polls today for primary elections in Michigan, Missouri, Kansas, Virginia, Washington State. Michigan's race, one of the most watched, with progressive Abdul al-Sayed against establishment-backed Congresswoman Haley Stevens. And the Spokane wildfires have now forced over 60,000 people out of their homes and destroyed some 700 buildings. No deaths have been reported, but those fires are moving into residential neighborhoods where they pose new risks.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. I'm hosting a mayoral forum today at the Spring Street Library, 1:30 to 3 o'clock, put on by the Women for Responsible Legislation. So they're a great group, and I often do their forums. So, if you want to show up and check that out, that'll again be at 1:30 at the Spring Street Library today. I think all the mayoral candidates are going to be there. I know at least 5 are going to be there. I don't know if all 6 are going to be there. So should be a fun time. Interesting. We'll see. 6:52 here on News Radio 92.3. There was another story I was going to talk with you about that I wanted to squeeze into this particular segment. This ought to be interesting. Good Morning America, I think, is going to have a longer version of this, but the In-N-Out civilian, the good guy, the one who shot at the murderer, Jordan Salinas, that's the good guy, 35 years old. They had a little bit of this audio last night on ABC.
I peeked around the right-hand side of that sign closest to the road, and that's where I saw the individual with his rifle pointed at the vehicles.
Yeah, I mean, and, amazing that, again, somebody with training, with practice, with a firearm, and willing to do something to run towards danger, not to run away from it, sort of the exact opposite of the Parkland cop, rather infamously, who hid and waited. Anyway, Jordan Salinas, hero. Distracted, engaged, and, made him think twice, right?
He seemed unusually comfortable aiming that rifle at those cars. And then as soon as some rounds started coming at him, everything changed. Immediately, all that bravado he had immediately crumbled.
Yeah, and that's frequent. That's exactly what happens when people get shot at. Their whole attitude changes. So I'm sure Jordan Salinas saved lives. I'm sure he interrupted this and until the cops could get there, did something incredibly heroic. And I think that's obvious. We've all seen it. And by the way, you know, some people, cranky conservatives like to get irritated when, say, regular old media doesn't cover something to their degree of, you know, enthusiasm as quickly as possible. But, I mean, everybody has been covering this. I saw some posts online. I see the mainstream media is not bro, give them a day. Just see what happens, you know, before you get on your soapbox about how regular old media never does anything good. 654 here on News Radio 92.3. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty do this a lot effectively. For good prices, high if you're selling and low if you're buying. I mean, they really know how to maximize that result, which is why you want them on your side. Plus, they get to close, like all the way to closing. And there's a lot of realtors who try hard. I mean, there's a lot of realtors who don't try that hard. I mean, I suppose, but there's a lot of realtors who try hard and they get some results. They've just figured it out, you know, from staging to photographing to listing to pricing to follow up to open housing to everything they do. Something works well 206 times last year. 4 times a week. And, you know, the fact that they get a lot of results, you might not think, well, why does that benefit me? Well, because they know how to get them, and they're always getting real-world, actually works feedback on prices and what works and how to make it happen. And that's the experience that you want. And look, don't take my word. Just make sure you include her on your list. You know, you don't have to hire her because I said so, but do call her because I said so, and then you decide for yourself. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. 655, we've got PJ with traffic on the fives.
Thanks, Andrew. 9 miles accident-free. Not showing any delays in Carr City. Still working that vehicle crash with a roadblock, Godwin Lane at Mobile Highway in Pensacola. Use caution. I'm PJ with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. This sewing box story continues to be kind of fascinating. We talked about it a little bit yesterday with Jimmy Petronis. And he'd said that like 30 people had called him yesterday or over the weekend to text him about this. Sewing Box is the local place where they make the Blue Angels suits. And, you know, Candy Whitehurst had been on Channel 3 talking about how, you know, frustrated, disappointed, you know, she feels like she was. I mean, she didn't say betrayed, but you could tell that's kind of how she felt about not getting the renewal contract for next year instead of going to a company, Aquila, out of Virginia.
I would have never, ever thought that Mind Blues would treat me like this. Not in a million years.
And the company, I don't think she's owned the company for 40 years, but the company's been making uniforms for like 40 years, and, you know, thousands of them have been made. And, you know, the contract apparently was like $100,000 for last year, and it's 1.6-ish million for the next 5 years, so it's a lot more money going to Aquila. Basically, somebody had always called her in the past to say, hey, put in your application, and they didn't this year. And my guess, I do not know, this is pure conjecture, but my guess is that maybe, you know, some office changed hands. I don't know if it was Blue Angels or called her or somebody at the Navy who called her historically, but, you know, they changed hands and this just didn't happen. But, you know, this is how government bidding contracting works. If you don't know this system, it can be a bit daunting. And yet the Blue Angels had done Channel 3 doing good reporting. Mel Levy had done good reporting on this, that they had done an outreach last year to kind of raise awareness and interest in procurement. And this Aquila had kind of attended that, apparently. And, you know, they put in the bid and they got the bid. And it's going to involve like a lot of emergency work late nights, as Candy had told the Channel 3 the other day. Well, the follow up is they did an interview with the managing partner for Aquila, and, you know, good for them for doing the follow up.
More details are coming to light about the Blue Angels' new flight suit manufacturer, Aquila International LLC.
We've got a longer history with Blue Angels than people probably are aware.
Todd Kelsey is the principal and managing member of the business.
We've been supporting them since 2024 with different types of flight equipment, to include their flight gloves and some compression garments, as well as some other PT gear.
So they've been doing compression, you know, like shirts and, you know, shorts and things like that, I assume. And they've also been doing gloves and maybe some other things.
A lot of comments we've received are asking if you got this contract because you're friends with somebody in the government or you're tied to somebody in the government. What's your response to that?
I will say that, I'm just a regular person at the end of the day. I'm proud of the fact that 10 years ago that we founded Aquila. I just think that The work that we do speaks for ourselves. There wasn't anybody who helped us along the way.
I know it maybe sounded like he evaded the question, but he did say it at the end. And, you know, sometimes you're just, you know, like, what? You know, it would have been nice for him to say, no, that did not happen. But I don't think that, and I just don't think that's how this works at all when it comes to Navy procurement. In fact, part of this, the way they do the procurement now is designed to avoid that. The SAM.gov is meant to avoid that. That's the whole point. It's to avoid preferencing and, you know a person and backroom deals and all of that kind of stuff. It's supposed to be done out in the open.
I'll say that we are, we're proud that we were, that we won the bid. I think that we're excited to be able to make an impression in Pensacola.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly understand it. Plus, they're getting money that, you know, she did not think she was getting.
In September of last year, the Sewing Box was awarded a one-year contract for nearly $127,000 to make the suits. This year, Aquila International LLC was awarded a contract worth up to $1.69 million over 5 years.
And a lot more money. But it may be for other things. As Jimmy Petronas told us yesterday, it might, you know, hasn't looked at the contract yet, but it might be for a lot of different things, not just for the blue or the yellow flight suits. And, you know, that's worth keeping in mind. Also, he did not say where they might subcontract the actual manufacturer of the suits to. Could it involve the Sewing Box? Could be. Don't know. We'll see. But I just think it's kind of an interesting story. Especially because I know we'd all love to see the local company get it. That did not happen for reasons that I think have become fairly good. So good job for Mel Levy and Channel 3 doing reporting on this.
Local news every hour and...